He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday. It's the August 11th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Hey, Gunderson, yesterday you said that the bull market's still intact and the market's down 178 points today. What do you know anyways? You know what? There's been a lot of days like this along the 6-year, 18-month path of this bull market. And each time I've stepped back from it a ways and taken a look at the big picture and declared the bull to still be intact, and there's going to be painful days along the way. And if you endured those painful days along the way, what has been your reward? A tripling in the market. So today we have one of those painful days. Although when I look at the underneath surface here, it's not as bad as it looks. In fact, I have quite a few stocks that are doing quite well today. Maybe we'll go through some of those here a little bit later in the show. The Dow is down 178 points. It's mostly those big multinationals. Now that China has devalued their currency, that hurts them. It makes U.S. goods less competitive on the global markets, and it makes Chinese goods more competitive. It looks like we've got a good old-fashioned trade war going on. I wonder what Trump would do. The S&P is down 15 points. It's at 2,088. The Dow, we went through the Dow. It's at 17,437. The NASDAQ is down 31 points. It's faring the best, actually, here, 5,070. Crude oil, that's another thorn in the side of the market. Crude oil, I've talked about how that's hurting our jobs. It's hurting that booming fracking industry. And it's not being offset by a stronger consumer. Crude oil is at 44.37, gold's at 11.07, the euro's at 1.106, and the 10-year yield 2.15. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. What does a China devaluation of their currency mean for the stock market? Well, the stock market's selling off because China devalued their currency. I think more than anything, it tells the world that China's economy continues to worry China. And China's doing a lot of things, almost everything they can think of, to keep their economy propped up. And one of the moves they've made, they devalued their currency, not by much, by 1.9%, which makes their products cheaper. Why is Walmart up today? Because Walmart import. Walmart is basically the 7-Eleven for Chinese products here. It's basically the outlet for China to sell their products to America. Walmart is up because all of a sudden Chinese products will cost less money. And that was China's aim of devaluing their currency, to make their products more competitive on the world stage and to boost their exports, which have been falling lately. So people take a look and say, gee, what's the Chinese devaluation going to do to the U.S. economy? Well, it's going to impact a small section of our economy. We've been talking about the two big factors that have kept earnings down in the U.S. here in 2015. What are they? Repeat after me. Number one, a strong U.S. dollar, which has hurt multinationals. And when China devalues their currency, the U.S. dollar remains strong. And that's hurting. You heard a lot of these multinationals in their earnings reports say, we've been hurt by a strong U.S. dollar. Not only that, a lot of their sales are done in foreign currencies. When they bring those foreign currencies back to America, they take a hit. They take a big hit, because the U.S. dollar is so strong. Number two is the drop in crude oil. It's taken about $6 per share off of the S&P 500. That's about 100 S&P 500 points. The S&P, in my opinion, would be 100 points higher than where it's at now were it not for the drop in oil. But oil continues to drop, and that's a bugaboo. For every 10% that oil goes down, and it's down another 10%, is it not? It's gone from 50 down to 45. That costs the S&P 500 about 1% in earnings. So now we've lost about another $1.30, another dollar, call it, in earnings off the S&P 500 with this recent drop in oil. But still, even factoring all of that in, as we went through the numbers yesterday, I still predict, I still estimate, as of now, subject to change, that S&P 500 earnings next year will be up double digits versus this year, which would bode well for the S&P 500. But stay tuned, because events happen all the time that we weren't expecting. We were not expecting to wake up this morning to a Chinese devaluation. The impact on S&P 500 earnings, probably very minimal. Unless you own multinationals, which I've been telling you to avoid, there's the companies that are going to get hurt by all of this. Greece reaches a bailout deal. That's got to be good news, especially for Europe. Europe had a nice little pop yesterday along with the U.S. markets. It's giving that back up today. We'll keep our eyes on Europe from afar. I've got my binoculars on Europe, but I'm not ready to go fish those waters yet. Allegiant adds 17 new routes. You know, Allegiant is a good stock. It's a stock that I own. It's a small cap stock. It's a stock that I own in my aggressive growth account. They do have a limited number of routes. You know, it's like little cities, Idaho Falls, Mesa, Arizona, others, 17 Long Beach, California. Well, they're adding 17 new routes. That can only help Allegiant Travel, which has grown their earnings from $1.73 in 2008 to $13.04 expected next year. And what happens when earnings grow? Stocks appreciate. Auto sales in China hit a 17-month low. That can't be good for GM. Let's just take a look at GM stock. I do not... That's not a good chart. Now, there's a good example of a company that sells a lot of cars in China. They're being hurt by a strong U.S. dollar. I would not own GM for that reason. And I got to believe that auto sales in China hitting a 17-month low have also got to be a factor in their devaluing their yuan, their currency. Hey, the Shack beats earnings. That's Shake Shack, which I don't own either. I have a hard time paying 543 times earnings for a cheeseburger and fries. But the others are having fun with the stock. It's done well. It came public at 21. It's now 75. It's a momentum darling. And they did beat earnings here. They made 9 cents in the most recent quarter. They were only expecting 7 cents. Alan Greenspan yesterday warned of a bond bubble. Isn't he the irrational exuberance guy that warned of a NASDAQ bubble? The NASDAQ in the year 2000 hit 5,400, 5,300, and it took 14 years to get back to that level. I've been warning of a bond bubble also. It's good to have Mr. Greenspan agreeing with me. I think he knows a little bit more about economics and interest rates and that kind of thing than I do. I'm just a guy using a little bit of common sense here. But Greenspan sees the same thing I see, a bond bubble out there on the horizon. Oh, what else here? Dexcom teams up with Google. They're a pretty good partner to have, aren't they? And look at Dexcom break out again. Didn't I feature Dexcom last week? And the month before that? And the month before that? I've been on Dexcom for a long, long time. By the way, it's a San Diego company, which is just a coincidence. Dexcom was $1 a share in 2008. Now it's $93 a share. They make a continuous monitoring glucose system, so you can continuously monitor your glucose levels. What does Google have to do with that? Well, Google has a life science division that's now teaming up with Dexcom. And speaking of Google, a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management in my conservative growth accounts, boy, they like the news on Google today. It's up $40 a share. That makes me happy on a day that the market is down triple digit. That offsets some of the pain. In fact, we're not having that bad of a day here at Gunderson Capital Management. Google is going to separate some businesses and compartmentalize, maybe break a few off here, call it alphabet soup, something like that, but it looks like the investors like it. And as an investor in Google, I like it too. Commodities getting hit again. I've warned you for the last several years to avoid commodities. The devaluation of the Chinese currency creates a stronger dollar. And once again, hitting commodities. Gold anybody? Oil anybody? Not for me. I'd rather own best stocks now. What are they? We'll be right back.
But it must have been a wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but it must have used the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've got a lot going on, cross currents in the market, but it's always best to stay focused. There's a lot of noise in the market. It's best to stay focused on numbers, on earnings, on stock charts, on relative strength, things like that. The noise will take care of itself. Sometimes the noise does impact those things, relative strength, numbers, etc. The noise coming out of China may have a slight impact. We'll see. We keep track of those S&P 500 earnings every single week. And we'll see whether or not this devaluation of the Chinese currency, they only devalued it by 1.9%. I can't believe that it would have that much of an impact on S&P 500 earnings, which stand at about 119 per share for this year. That compares with 117 per share last year. It compares with $59 per share back in 2009, and it compares with estimates next year of about $132 to $133 per share. We'll see if this China news has any impact. I doubt it. Might have a little, but you got to keep your eyes on the target down the road. Let's go to Seattle. Why not? Bernie Sanders was in Seattle. I know. No, it's not. Google is in Mountain View, California. What am I thinking? We need to take a look at Google. Google had news yesterday after the market closed. I was doing my exercise. I was going up and down stairs at the convention center when I heard the news break that Google would be... Are they changing the name of Google? I couldn't quite figure it out. It's quite confusing. Alphabet comes in there somewhere. But they're going to segregate some of their businesses. They've become a great big conglomerate of all kinds of things. Health sciences, startups, oh man, venture capital, just all kinds of stuff. They're no longer just a search engine. And apparently, investors like the news, more transparency coming at Google to see what the different departments at Google are doing. And the stock is up big time today, up almost $40 per share. Google, believe it or not, is now a $481 billion company. I want to say it's second only to Apple, which is a $667 billion company. Hey, there's some dough in that Silicon Valley that's been created. Those two companies together combined are more than $1 trillion in market capitalization. I remember when Exxon was king of the world, but Exxon keeps sinking. Exxon's now $320 billion. Google has surpassed Exxon as probably the second biggest publicly traded company in the world. Well, Bill, you always say that these large companies have a real problem with continuing to grow their earnings. So why then do you own Google? Because my Best Stocks Now app tells me to continue to own Google. Google has been growing its earnings by 15% per year over the last 5 years. Google had earnings of about $9.75 back in 2008, the bottom of the recession there, and they're expected to make $33.67 next year. That's a fourfold increase in earnings, and yet the stock hasn't gone up. Well, pretty much, yeah, it's been a fourfold increase in Google since those earnings of $9.75, and now that they're going to make, expected to make $33.67 next year, can Google continue to go higher? It's already a $480 billion company. Is there any more room to the upside? Well, Google is obviously a large cap company. I put it in a conservative growth profile. I can't justify it for a growth and income account because it doesn't pay any dividend. I can't justify it for an aggressive growth account because it's now a $480 billion company, no longer a small cap company hoping to be a large cap one day. In fact, it's a mega cap at $480 billion. Well, Google has done pretty good here with their performance recently. In fact, Google gets a performance grade of A-. It's one of the top performing stocks in the market. And there was a long spate of time where I didn't own Google. In fact, Google was in a long, long sideways trend. I became interested in Google when Google broke out of that sideways trend. Google has averaged about a 16.6% return over the last 10 years, while the market's delivered a 5.5% return. I don't think it comes as any surprise that Google is a superior stock as related to the other stocks in the market. Certainly has beaten Yahoo. Yahoo has not been a very good performing stock. I would have to say that Google has better management than Yahoo. Over the last 5 years and over the last 3 years, Google has run quite a bit ahead of the market, providing quite a bit of alpha to investors. No wonder they're calling it Alphabet, because they have provided quite a bit of alpha to investors over the years. Well, what about the valuation here of Google? Google, again, is expected to make $33.67 in earnings next year. They're expected to continue to grow those earnings by about 17 to 18% per year over the next 5 years. That's pretty phenomenal for a $480 billion company to continue to grow like that. Are you kidding? That's crazy. But that's the analyst estimates, and there's plenty of analysts that knock on the doors of Google and question, ask tough questions every single day. Google's currently trading at 19.7 times forward earnings. That leaves a PEG ratio of 1.1. It's trading right up to about its growth rate. And when I take those earnings of $33.67 and over the next 5 years extrapolate them out at a 17 to 18% rate per year and then apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a mega cap technology company growing at 17.5%, the king of the world as it relates to web searches, I come up with a $1,220 target price on Google 5 years down the road. Google's currently trading at $700. So I still think that there's ample upside potential to justify me continuing to own the stock of Google. And obviously, as I said, the market likes this news that they're breaking the company up just a little bit here, making it more segmented, a little bit more transparent. I currently own Google stock in my conservative growth accounts. It is a superior large cap. Out of 4,148, it comes in at number 53. That's good enough for me. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money?
perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about, despite a little sell-off in the market, China devaluation, we went through the big picture once again on Monday of this week. We took a look at the leading asset classes in the world. We took a look at all of the asset classes. We gave them all equal opportunity. I'm an equal opportunity investor. And U.S. stocks continue to be the best asset class out there. I do not like the bond market. Alan Greenspan agrees with me, which I said in the first part of the show. Greenspan is warning of a bond bubble. I believe there is a bond bubble. and it's going to burst and it's not going to be pretty. Therefore, I'm not a 60-40 guy or a 40-60 guy. I'm not an asset allocator. I believe in having my assets allocated in the best assets classes now, and that happens to be U.S. stocks. We went through the numbers on the stock market. The S&P 500 earnings, which dipped clear down to $59 per share in 2009, have been climbing ever since. And why has the market been climbing? Because earnings have been climbing. And when earnings stop climbing, the market will stop climbing. And that's why we look ahead to earnings projections for next year. Can this market continue to travel higher? The answer to that question is yes, as long as earnings can continue to go higher. And right now, the estimates out there are for a double-digit increase in earnings next year over this year. This year, earnings growth has been stalled by falling oil prices, which took a big chunk out of the energy sector and the economy. There are a lot of job growth coming from the energy sector. The fracking boom was fueling a lot of economic growth in a lot of sectors of the country. Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, Louisiana, Wyoming, North Dakota, etc. And now with oil at $45 per barrel, that is a big negative factor. But having said that, we're still looking for double-digit increase in earnings next year versus this year. Therefore, the bull market, which began on March 9th of 2009, is still intact for now. I got into the bullish camp on March 23rd of 2009, 14 days after the market bottomed. And I've been in the bullish camp ever since, while a lot of people in my industry have been in the bearish camp ever since. When's the last time you saw Peter Schiff on TV? I don't know. Peter and I were going to debate in Toronto. I didn't want to go to Toronto. I didn't have the time to go to Toronto to debate Peter Schiff. But had I been there, I think I would have been declared the winner of that debate. That was a couple of years ago. I know what Peter Schiff would have said. Peter Schiff would have said that this is a fake economy. This is a fake recovery. And gold is the place to be. And the stock market's continued to go higher, Mr. Schiff, while gold has continued to go lower. So I haven't seen him on TV lately. I haven't seen myself on TV lately. That's okay. You know, it's no big deal. Maybe they don't like me. Whatever. I don't really promote myself either like other people do. Anyways, let's take a look at another best stock now. The bull market, as declared by Bill Gunderson, is still intact for now. That's my opinion. You can disagree with me. Therefore, if I believe that the bull market is still intact, I look for pullbacks in the market as buying opportunities. If you think about it, over the last 6 years, that's been the best way to handle any kind of a pullback. The best thing to do was not to sell everything and run to the sidelines. The best thing was to look for best stocks now to buy during pullbacks. Why wouldn't that be the best thing to do during a bull market? So here we have another little tiny, tiny little pullback, and I look for opportunities. One stock that I own that I'm having good success with, and I can continue to like, and it's a dividend payer for those seeking income, because I still believe that owning dividend-paying stocks is a better way to go for income than owning bonds. I agree with Alan Greenspan that we're in a bond bubble and there's a lot of risk to bonds. If you're in the traditional asset allocation, 60-40, 40-60, 50-50, 30-70, 70-30, whatever, make mine zero as it relates to the bond market. That's me. That's the way we believe at Gunderson Capital Management. We have no bond exposure. Instead, for folks that need a little bit of income, you're going to get your income from two sources: the dividend yield and hopefully some capital appreciation. In fact, the bulk of your income should come from capital appreciation. And I don't see that happening in the bond market. In order for bonds to go higher and give you capital appreciation, interest rates will have to fall, which they're falling right now because there's a little bit of nervousness in the world right now. But you got to look out 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Are interest rates going to be lower than where they are today? Well, let's take a look at a company. I'm sure they're headquartered in New York. I just want to make sure of that. I'm 99% sure that the Intercontinental, no, they're headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia. I would have never guessed that. Intercontinental Exchange, which owns the New York Stock Exchange. They operate regulated global markets, 7 clearinghouses, and 12 exchanges for the trading of energy, commodities, and equities. The symbol is ICE. I've sent out several tweets over the last year or so saying ICE, ICE, baby, because I continue to ride this stock higher. This has been another good stock over the years. It was $49 a share back in 08, 09. Now it's $239 per share. They're doing something right. It's flourishing. Their earnings have been growing at a rate of about 13% per year. This is another large cap company at $26 billion. Not nearly the size of Google, but $26 billion. Sit and count that sometime and see how long it takes. That's a big number. Intercontinental Exchange also pays a dividend yield. No, not a big, massive dividend. 1.2%. I had a guy text me yesterday, or no, he actually sent out a tweet to me. He said, Bill, should I be buying ExxonMobil here today? It sure, certainly has an attractive dividend yield. I replied, I wouldn't buy ExxonMobil with your money. I buy flourishing stocks, not stocks that are hitting new lows. Yes, I know ExxonMobil has a dividend yield of 3.8%, but what good does that dividend yield do for me when the stock continues to go down? ExxonMobil was $95 when we started the year. It's now $76, and it continues to sink to new lows. That pretty much wipes out my dividend yield. Who cares about the dividend yield? Capital appreciation is a much bigger factor. Or, in Exxon's case, capital depreciation. And I know there's a lot of contrarians out there, and I've heard the contrarian arguments, and there's some good contrarians out there. There's some very good contrarians out there that know how to come at least close to something hitting a bottom. But I've heard the contrarians have been calling this bottom in oil for quite some time now, and they've been wrong, and it continues to sink lower. There's been plenty of contrarians that have been calling the bottom in gold for quite some time, and it continues to sink lower. I would rather buy things that are in favor, and they continue to hit new highs, like Intercontinental Exchange. It also makes sense from a valuation point of view with a PEG ratio of 1, meaning that the stock is trading right about at its growth rate. When I take their earnings estimates next year of $13.84, grow them by 17% per year, put a multiple on that I think's appropriate, I have a $455 target price on Intercontinental Exchange, symbol ICE. The stock is $239. So there's another good one in Atlanta. Atlanta thought they just had Acuity Brands, Home Depot, Coca-Cola, several other very good companies, but you also are headquarters to the Intercontinental Exchange, a $26 billion company right in your backyard that has produced superior returns over the years, which continues to pay a good dividend, which continues to make sense from a valuation point of view, and it's one of the stronger large cap dividend paying stocks in the market. Not a recommendation, but an example, and one that I own, of a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Here's a tweet that I'll read to you. Bill, a lot of pundits and market gurus are saying the bull market is over and a large drop is just around the corner. Scary. Well, that's all I can say is they've been saying that for the last 6 years, that a bull is over and a large drop is just around the corner. If you live your life thinking that the bull market is over and the big drop is just around the corner, you would not have been in this to triple your money over the last 6+ years. I take it a day at a time. I don't make big predictions like that. But there's been plenty of pundits and gurus that have been calling for the end of this bull market for many years now. And they've been wrong. So I wouldn't give too much credence or too much heed to those that are calling for the end of the bull and a big drop right around the corner. Yes, it's going to happen at some point in time. And when I see those signs that a recession is coming to the U.S., that earnings are starting to collapse, and then I will be joining that call of pundits and so-called market gurus that are calling for a big drop and an end to the bull market. But I don't see that as of right now. I take it a day at a time and a week at a time. That's why every single Friday we go through the numbers in depth, and we arrive at just a few numbers to look at to determine whether or not the bull is still intact. And at least as of last Friday, I'm not one of those market gurus or pundits saying that the bull is over and a large drop is just around the corner. I'm going to continue to ride this thing for all it's worth. And with earnings estimates next year of double-digit growth from this year, it's pretty hard to be bearish on the market. Now, something can happen to change those numbers, obviously, and it can happen quite quickly. We don't know what we don't know. There's always, nobody expected to have China devalue their currency, which, you know, is having a little bit of a ripple through the market, but I don't see that as being a major, major event that brings an end to this bull market. But we'll take it a day at a time and a week at a time. I see the bigger threat right now. I don't like the big drop in oil prices. I went through this in my newsletter several weeks ago about the impact on our economy. Instead of a 3% gain in GDP, because of the drop in oil, we only had a 2.3% gain. That's the estimates. This drop in oil has caused a big, big recession in a sector of America that was thriving, the fracking sector. We had the fracking boom going on in America. And it seems pretty obvious that Saudi Arabia felt that that was a threat. All of a sudden, America, coming up with their own energy, their own oil, finding reserves as big as Saudi Arabia's reserves, and Saudi Arabia said, we need to do something about this. And they started pouring oil out onto the marketplace, flooding the supply lines with oil, and driving oil prices down in order to put some of these frackers out of business, and they've succeeded in that. I'm sure they're feeling some pain in Houston. I'm sure they're feeling some pain in Fargo. I'm sure they're feeling some pain in other oil fracking boom areas across America. Oil's now at $44 per barrel. And that is putting the crimps on the energy sector, which is part of the S&P 500. I did the numbers, came up with about $6 in earnings that has come off of earnings, S&P 500 earnings, because of the drop in oil. And you say, well, hasn't that been offset? Didn't we gain $6 in earnings from the consumer sector, where the consumer is benefiting from cheap oil? In fact, it's predicted that oil, energy, gasoline prices will go down below $2 a barrel or $2 a gallon. And that leaves the extra money in your pocket to go to Cracker Barrel, to stop by the Dollar Tree store, to stop by Texas Roadhouse, to buy some movie tickets, whatever you do with that extra discretionary money jangling around. But no, it has not offset. In fact, the net result has been a hit on earnings. Look, earnings have been growing every single year until this year when they kind of leveled off. I think that's proof that the drop in oil prices has had more of a net negative effect on the economy and on the stock market than it has had a positive effect, obviously. Look at the stalling out of earnings. Some would say, and I did the numbers, come up with about $6 per share. If you're using a multiple of 16 or 17 on the S&P 500, that's about 100 S&P 500 points. And it's quite a it's quite a bit more Dow points, maybe 1,000 points it's cost us this drop in energy prices. And if anything could put us back into a recession, I think that's a much bigger threat. I don't think that's enough to put us into a recession, but it definitely has shaved quite a bit off of GDP and quite a bit off of S&P 500 earnings. Well, going forward, we'll continue to monitor S&P 500 earnings, but as of now, it looks like double-digit growth, a return to double-digit growth in 2016, which would be very, very bullish for the markets, and the bull market would be able to continue. But having said that, you still have to be in the right areas of the market. ExxonMobil is not the right area of the market. Apache is not the right area of the market. We just went through a couple of stocks that are the right area of the market right now. With the market hitting new highs, ICE is doing well. They're benefiting. With the market hitting new highs, Google is benefiting. The tech boom continues in the Silicon Valley. A couple of stocks that are flourishing. Personally, I like to own companies that are flourishing. I don't count myself as a contrarian. There's plenty of contrarians out there. Everybody has to determine what their style of investing is. But when you get my newsletter on the weekends, it's not called the bottom fishing newsletter. It's not the contrarian gloom and doom forecast. No, instead it takes a look at the real world, and here's what's flourishing and continuing to flourish. And I think it can continue to flourish as long as this bull stays intact. You can sign up for my newsletter, pwstreet.com, or you can give us a call about managing your money at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.